Okay, Thomas. How'd you tear your ACL?
Good question. Good to be here with you, Bill Murray. It was a beautiful Saturday morning in Lincoln, Nebraska. I woke up, got a text from best man of my wedding and groomsman of my wedding. The first being Pete Lubenthal, the second being Tyler Dillon. And they had an incredible idea to go to the Platte River with like 30 to 40 male missionaries and just rip a quick game of rugby in the middle of the river. And I wasn't feeling great that day. Grace, my gorgeous wife, beautiful, and her best friend Rachel and a good friend of ours, Emma, went to the Holy Family Shrine, which is kind of in between Lincoln and Omaha, and went there. Well, I think we went to Mass somewhere in Lincoln that morning. Went there, prayed a holy hour, beautiful. It's like glass all around this shrine up on a hill. Mm. It looks plains. Beautiful time. But the whole time, I'm sitting there thinking, I cannot go play rugby right now. I felt sick to my stomach. I felt exhausted. I think Grace and I were up late because we'd gone stargazing the night before, and we had driven like 2 hours away, so we got back at like 2 a.m. And so I was exhausted. I just felt crappy. But there was a gas station right by the shrine, and it, in fact, was on our way to the river to go hang out with the boys, with the guys. And we stopped there, and I got a bottle of ibuprofen, and I got an energy drink, and I threw back 2 ibuprofen and the entire energy drink, and I thought, this will get me out there with the boys. It did. We got there. You have to, like, walk. You have to, like, park on some, like, random side road, and then you walk pretty far, and there's this footbridge that goes across the Platte River in Lincoln. Well, in between Lincoln and Omaha. Footbridge. Like, halfway across, we climbed off on these, like, cement supports, and it was pretty sick. There were, like, sandbanks down there, like, pretty big sandbanks. You could just hang out, relax. There were a bunch of ladies there to watch the festivities. There was, yeah, just good vibes all around. People were having a good time, and I started the day not feeling it, but after the ibuprofen and the energy drink, I was feeling it. And we start playing. Are you familiar with rugby at all?
A little bit. Like, I know scrums. Mm-hmm. You kind of, like, put each other's shoulders, kind of, like, interlocking arms. Yeah. And you kind of, like, push, and then the rugby ball is, like, in the middle, and then you have to kind of, like, fight for it and, like, yeah, pitch it back or something like that.
Kind of, yeah, like, kick it back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
But that's a scrum. We were not scrumming in the water. Okay. It was like a foot to two feet deep of water where we were playing. There was another, like, sandbank that was just exposed. But there's also, this is from my boy Pete. You can play, instead of a scrum, you can play off the ruck, which is just like a guy is down with the ball and a guy comes up to him, kind of like a quarterback ready to receive a snap, but the guy in front of you is not facing that way. He's just, like, looking at you. You take it, and then once you take the ball, once you touch the ball, plays in motion, then you toss it back to your left or to your right. And so we were playing off the ruck that day, which that's a lot faster because you got to kind of assemble for a scrum, and then there's, you know, somebody puts it in, and so it takes a little longer. But off the ruck, you're just kind of ripping it. Guy goes down, you run up to him real quick, get the ball off the ruck, get the boys running. So I was feeling good. I was feeling real good. I'd been lifting. I think this is around the time that I hit my personal record, as they say, on
squat. Weights.
Yeah.
Oh, squat.
Back
nice.
Squat. I was squatting 285 by like 4 to 6 reps. 6 on a good day. And I was feeling good. Just lean, leaner than I am now. And feeling good. I just wanted the ball off the rock every time. I was like right there. I was like, give it to me. Give me the ball. So I was getting it a lot. And you just kind of get it. You run like 2 yards and then somebody takes you down. Fun stuff. One too many times I got the ball off the rock that day. This one time I got the ball and it was I kind of had an opening. I was like, oh man, I don't really get to run that far. This is kind of for the faster guys. But I saw it and I took it and I was in this little open gap. And then all of a sudden, another missionary, good friend of mine, I won't name him to shame him, but he caught up quickly and he took me out from the right. And I think I knew immediately something was wrong. I heard a loud pop. I think kind of everybody else did. And when I went down to the water, I said the only profane word that I've said in the past by like 4 or 5 years. And I tried to stand up and my right knee buckled inward. That had never happened to me before, so I knew something was off. The boys carried me out of the water and they sat me on this tree stump that had washed up on the shore, and their guys coming over and pat me on the back and kissing me on the cheek, just weird focus stuff. And my now wife, Grace, was there tending to my knees very tenderly. But yeah, that was it. Just one and done. Just one too many hits on a day that I really just should not have been out, out there playing anyway. So that's how I tore it. But there's have I told you the story about how I got out of the river? Have
you heard No.
Because we had to climb down cement supports to get down to the sandbank, and on either side it's a pretty big river and it's like rushing, so there's no shot that I'm swimming out of here. My thigh,
no pun intended, no shot.
Yeah,
that's
my guy. My right quad in particular would not fire. It was a completely limp leg. I didn't have any control over that. I heard it's such like a trauma response sometimes that muscles have. I know people that have like torn their ACL and just keep walking. That was very much not my experience.
Nor mine.
There you go. I don't know how that works, but just didn't have any control over it. So I'm not swimming out of here. A few guys offered to swim me to shore, and I'm not a good swimmer, so I didn't really trust, if something goes wrong, me to hold my own. So we're sitting down there, we're brainstorming, how are we going to get Thomas out of here? We're just going to carry him up this cement support that's pretty hard to get up and down to begin with. But then, again, best man of my wedding, Pete Lubenthal, he sees, almost out of sight down the river, a group of locals who are airboating, like that you'd see in like the Florida Keys, like airboat with big fan on the back. Have you seen those? You
familiar with that?
Mm-hmm. They're airboating, just out on the water, fun day. He runs down there, gets one of them, brings the airboat back to put me on. 3 guys are carrying me. I'll shout them out: Blake Madsen and Nate and Pete. So these 3 guys, they carry me into this airboat. They ride the airboat with me, and they carry me from there to the car. Grace takes me to the ER. But I think that's one of the coolest stories, coolest experience I've ever had. Even though I was just in a sort of daze the entire time, it was still pretty cool. Get a free airboat ride out of a river. They can go on land. I don't know if you know that, but they can go on land a little bit.
Yep.
That was cool. So that's how I tore my ACL. That's how I got out of the river with a torn ACL. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I guess that's the scripture proves true, even with rugby in the water. spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So, yeah, that's I think you're the first person I've ever heard of that tore their ACL in the water.
Mm.
So, kudos to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And speaking of the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, this is the Sleepy Winona podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We've been wanting to do a podcast, kind of more so teasing about it, joking about it.
For decades now.
Yeah, for decades.
Three or four.
Yeah. Yeah. Four, actually. Yeah. Four decades.
Four decades.
Why Sleepy Winona? That's something you made up, right? Just kind of in jest.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you sit down and you think about things and you think really hard and something comes to you and you think, man, that should stick. This was not one of those times. It was maybe just one of the first times, first nights that I was here in Winona when I moved up here. And you know, I went to the University of Cincinnati, Clifton, neighborhood in Cincinnati, pretty popping. You know, at any time of the day you could go out and somebody's doing something. There's always something going on. Somebody's cars driving by at a million miles an hour. Somebody's making noise. And then I moved to Dayton to be a missionary at Wright State University. And yeah, you know, this wasn't a quiet town exactly. It wasn't in Dayton. It was in a suburb outside of Dayton. But then you move to Winona and it's 8 p.m. on a Saturday night and you need food and you look at all the restaurants and just about all of them are closed at 8 p.m. on a Saturday. And you think, how does this happen? What type of culture does this city have? And probably a very healthy one that isn't dependent on work. But just when you look at it, you look around, you say, is everybody asleep right now? It's like 7 p.m. There's not a sight to behold. So, yeah, I think it was a moment of just a reaction. I won't say divine inspiration because it's not that cool, but it's just a reaction to what was around me. Sleepy Winona. It's just sleepy. It's just, you know, it's a nice place to take a nap. It's a nice place to go to bed at 9 p.m. Sleepy Winona.
Mm.
Would you agree? What do you think of that assessment of the city of Winona?
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I remember one time I was sick with a stomach ache and I needed Tums in the middle of the night. And I wake up my now wife, Rachel, and I was just like, oh, I'm not feeling too well. Would you mind like driving me to Walmart or something? And she immediately responds, no, you're going by yourself. So I was looking at my phone to find out where I could go. Turns out there's no 24-hour like pharmacy, Walmart, Target, Walgreens. It's all closed.
Good luck. You're on your own.
Yeah. So I had to go to Quick Trip, the 24/7 Quick Trip, just to get Pepto-Bismol.
Come on.
Anyways, you only get like four little tablets of Tums in a sleeve, you know, whereas like you could go to Walgreens.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Winona, I talked to Walmart in Winona.
Mm-hmm.
Please go to 24, at least 24, 5 days a week.
Please.
It'd be so nice.
Please.
Not
the word consumerist, but yeah, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do at 4 a.m. when you need Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah. Unless Quick Trip, like, one, does one of two things, preferably both of these things. One, increase their selection of medicine.
Yeah.
And two, don't make it so expensive.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
It's like, at Quick Trip, compared to Walgreens, like, you can get, like, the same cost for a little sleeve of Tums.
Yeah.
Costs the same as, like, a full container. Yeah. At Walgreens.
Nickel and dime you.
Yeah.
Hey, this is not to dog on Quick Trip. One thing that you learn in Winona is to love Quick Trips dearly.
Absolutely.
As you learn in all of Wisconsin as well, I'm sure. Quick Star for all you Iowans down there. But Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, something that I thought about with the name Sleepy Winona too. It's almost like dormant, like Winona's dormant, and you know, you're a Catholic missionary. I'm a youth minister at a Catholic parish. We're immersed in working with people to inspire their faith life and to take priority in so doing. But Winona, it's just ripe for the picking when it comes to like a small, it's like a small big town, sort of like, and it's like condensed and like everybody knows everybody. And there's like, I don't know, what is it, four or five parishes and a Catholic university and a seminary and got a convent of sisters here in Winona too. And it just seems like Winona the city should just be like a lot more Catholic than it is, and a lot more like on fire discipleship. So I also thought about Sleepy Winona like that, kind of like wake up, wake up Winona.
That's a heavy hitter. You should pray about that one.
We'll see.
It's okay. And hey, this is not explicitly Catholic, but just a deeply Polish city as well. Which, as far as I'm concerned, right, modern Polish state, nation state, not, you know, veering. There's a lot of stalwart Catholics there, but a lot of you know, the culture's strong. The culture's influencing it. This is not the dog on Poland. Love Poland. But, man, when you think about Polish history, Polish culture, I think strictly of Catholicism. So, you know, like, you know, you've got all these Catholic resources, but you also have just like this fundamental, foundational Polish, which, again, not to overgeneralize, but is like near functionally a Catholic identity and culture as well. You'd expect it to be, you know, more alive. Got the Polish Museum in town. You can get any gorgeous gold thing for the liturgy or vestment there. You know, make a little tradesies with the guy. And you're set. It's just probably the most beautiful thing most people would have set their eyes on. It's just sitting there. So I think about that as well. Not just there's so much Catholic stuff implicitly, but, you know, the culture as well is kind of fundamentally
disposed towards it. There's a rich ethnic Polish history in Winona. Remember one of the dates that I went on with my wife before we were before we got married, we went to the Polish Museum for a date, and anyways, the historian there, he talked about like the development of Winona, and like we kind of just like, you know, it's not assume, but like group all Polish people together. Mostly because like probably the predominant ethnic culture at the time, when Winona was like booming, was German. So, but he was saying like, even though Winona's Polish, what type of Polish? So there's actually like two different ethnic Polish groups that that lived in Winona, and so that's why we have the Basilica of St. Stanislaus Kostka. And that's like one ethnic group of Poles that wanted nothing to do with the other ethnic group of Poles, and that's why we have St. Casimir's right up the road. And actually, like, the division between like Goodview and Winona is specifically because of that ethnic division between the Polish the Polish. So, but now because it's like we're so like we're outside of that division, that yeah. ethnic division between yeah. the Polish and Winona, that it's just like, we just sort of, yeah, it's just all Polish, yeah. you know? But actually there was like a lot of bad blood between, and...
Do you know like where that stems from in Poland? That'd be really interesting.
I forget what the historian said at the history museum, but it was like, when he said it, it made sense, and yeah. in even kind of like, it'd be like if right now, if two groups of people from Ireland came and settled in Winona, and you had the Northern Irish and the rest, it'd be like, oh, you know, like, sure, we're from the same
mm-hmm.
Ireland, but Northern Ireland is nothing compared to the rest of Ireland, so.
Yeah. I wonder if, when was Winona founded, do you know?
I don't know.
Early 1800s?
Sounds right.
Something like that. I don't think Poland had gotten partitioned up yet by then.
Oh, sure.
But I was going to say maybe there's some degree of, you know, if it was post-partition Poland, say that three times fast. You know, the German Polish, the Russian Polish.
Yeah, I think it was just like different dialect.
Interesting.
Poles that came.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, that's...
Wow.
That's why there's two different Polish churches in
little gang war.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Little did you know.
Yep. What's your favorite restaurant in Winona?
Glad you asked. It's the only thing I've been thinking about the past couple of days. Admittedly, I just told you, like, 10, well, I don't know how long we've been talking, 20, 30 minutes ago, whenever we were talking, it's got to be Cafe Sapori.
Mm.
Dave Cecilia or something. I don't know the end, but Cafe Sapori, that'll get you there. If you look up Cafe Sapori, you'll find it. Let me just say, this place, wonderful. I only have good things to say about it. Good food, high quality, that ciabatta bread, made in-house each day. Fantastic on sandwiches. You know, fantastic for a sandwich. There's so many other just artisan breads. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Made fresh every day. Incredible. Typically, though, when you expect, you know, good quality food, you expect a little bit higher price. The price, very, very reasonable. Very, very reasonable. Then, right, you know, the quantity must be tiny. Right? If they're giving you good stuff, they're working hard for it, and they're charging you a good price, they're not going to give you a ton, right? They'll give you the good stuff at a smaller amount. That is not Cafe Sapori. That's not the Cafe Sapori I know.
Mm-hmm.
I can eat half of their sandwich. You know, I got a big appetite. I can eat half their sandwich and be full for $12. $12. Best sandwich I could get maybe in my life. I don't know if I can say I haven't done that much self-reflection, but maybe in my life. Their pasta, delicious. And they give you a ton of it as well. They got good coffee. If you like a little gelato, they got some gelato there. And on top of all that, it's a cafe. Free Wi-Fi.
Mm.
So you just, you know, you can set up shop there. Have a good sandwich.
I thought you were going to say espresso.
Well, yeah. They got espresso as well.
Yeah.
I'm just not a big espresso guy. You a big espresso guy? I keep saying espresso.
I'm not. It's a little too bitter for me, but
yeah,
I appreciate the
yeah
the culture of espresso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Americano mm-hmm. action. Yeah. I love a little Cafe Sapori. They get my number one vote for sure. There's a lot of good places though. It's hard for me to not mention Acoustic Cafe just because I go there like 5 times a week. That's an over-exaggeration. I go there a lot to just get a good black coffee, crank out some more. But Cafe Sapori's got to take the number one for me. You know, hey, you're here in this conversation as well. What do you think is the best restaurant in Winona?
Hmm. You know, Cafe Sapori, it's new. When I was in college, I probably would have said Rubio's.
Yeah.
The little Mexican stand. They got just really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not your typical dining experience, right? Because it's just a taco stand.
Yeah.
But man, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when it comes to dining, there's so many different avenues that you could take. I'd say Winona does very well with their bar game.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
We got a lot of bars, a lot of pubs.
Yeah.
So with that comes a lot of the same types of food.
Yeah.
Burgers, more burgers.
Yeah.
And
chicken tendies.
Yep, your classic appetizer items. But Cafe Sapori did add a new dimension to the variety here in Winona.
Yeah.
But there's some other places. I haven't been there yet, but there's a I think it's a Vietnamese restaurant.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was actually about to mention them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been there. Do you remember what it's called?
I don't remember what it's called, but we went there as a team last year when there was a priest who visited from out of town, and Father Brendan Rowling, I think he's in the new Ulm diocese.
Yeah, he is. He's a vocation director there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually took us there, and it was fantastic. It was really. I was like, I didn't know we had a like solid Vietnamese place in Winona. I was shocked by it.
I want to say it's Novo. Novary.
Ordo.
Novary. Oh, yeah. I think it
that
is.
That sounds correct.
Yeah.
That sounds correct.
It's in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah. You find the Walmart, you find it. That and, have you heard Heirloom?
Bistro? I haven't. No.
I heard they have just fantastic burgers.
Yeah. I know it's like locally sourced.
Yeah.
Foods.
Seasonal.
It's very Winona. Fresh. It's very Winona. Mm,
look at that.
Also, the Boathouse. I forgot about the Boathouse.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Boathouse is good.
Not to skip too quickly over the Boathouse, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Winona Family Restaurant.
Oh,
Have you had Winona Family?
Mm-hmm.
That's just classic. That's just classic small town. I mean, you can get that just about anywhere, but
breakfast 24/7.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just Winona. It's Winona Family.
Yep.
Are you part of the Winona Family? Come to Winona Family Diner.
So
that's got to be up there too.
Yep.
Yeah, not necessarily for sheer quality, whatever metrics you want to use. Just a classic Winona joint. That's got to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be one of them. Winona Sandwich Company.
Also good.
Have you had Winona Sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
There's one of the guys in my Bible study who he went there so much that they made a breakfast burrito named after him, which I think is awesome. It's the John. Try it out.
I have.
You've had the John?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how have you had the John?
Because of Rachel.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've met John?
I haven't, but
okay. She knows him pretty well from Northern.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good man. Yeah. Any other wild cards you want to throw out?
The coffee shops are hard in Winona to narrow down, just because there's so many coffee shops. We have just as much coffee shops as we do Quick Trips in Winona. I think we have 7 Quick Trips in Winona, which is crazy.
Yeah. It's not enough, though.
But let's see. We have Ridgeland's Coffee.
Well, not anymore. They had that fire.
Well, but they're still.
I don't know if they're opening back up.
Oh, that's news to me.
That's the talk of the town that I've heard, is they're not.
Wow.
I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Sad. So, Mugby Junction.
Yeah.
Caribou Coffee.
Yeah.
Starbucks, but it's in Target.
Yeah. I think there's one on campus, too. So.
Oh, there is? Okay. Caribou.
Did you already say Caribou? Are there two?
Maybe I did. Technically there is two.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. At St. Mary's campus.
Ah, true.
Yeah. True. Blooming Grounds Express.
There you go.
Blue Heron Acoustic Cafe. Yeah.
Technically Cafe Sapori.
Yeah, Cafe Sapori, yeah. That would be included.
Yeah.
Got a lot of coffee shops, so it's hard to narrow it down. But I feel like it's tribal, though.
Oh yeah.
In Winona, it's like if you're a Blooming Grounds guy, like you hate acoustic.
Despise.
I'm a Blooming Grounds guy, so I'm not so much of Express, mm-hmm. but I love the OG Blooming Grounds.
Yeah.
But my wife, she likes acoustic.
Yeah.
Or she likes the Express better than... Yeah.
This is a little Romeo and Juliet situation.
Yeah.
Warring families.
Yeah. But the man is the head of the household, so...
Yeah, well, hey, I hate to break it to you. Between those two, I'm absolutely an acoustic man. I love a good acoustic sandwich.
Mm.
They've got some good stuff there. Lori, I think is her name, the owner. Mm. She's fantastic. I love Lori. This is the first time I've ever had it where somebody remembers my order when I go in there. And that is service. So
that's... yeah, it says a lot about the establishment if they remember your order, but also says a lot about your weekly habits if they remember your order.
Yeah.
I only go to Blooming Grounds, I would say, once a month.
Yeah,
I'm not,
that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I like to make my own coffee.
Mm. Yeah. I have a routine. Every Monday morning, I go to Mass at 7 a.m. at the cathedral, and then I, not to reveal my, just where I'm going to be all the time, but I always 7 a.m. Mass, and then I do work at Acoustic Cafe until I prep my Bible study and one-on-ones and tacticals and all the meetings I have that week. And so she just knows Monday morning around, say, 9 a.m. or something like that, because I pray... Go to Mass and then pray your holy hour. Hit up acoustic every... So she just knows it's coming, which I respect.
Mm.
I'm a habitual man. And then I take the team there that evening to do our, MPD time to make newsletters and calls and things like that. So So she gets to know me.
Yeah. Creature of habit.
Yeah. Through and through I am.
Yeah. So if you ever want to... If the listeners are wondering, where Thomas Schott is going to be on Mondays, they know who his routine.
Yeah, yeah. For better or worse, I'm always busy, so don't try to talk to me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good. Wow. I tore my ACL too.
Yeah.
This will just be the the wrap up.
Yeah.
I was a seminarian for some time, and little known is that there's a national seminary basketball tournament.
Come on.
And it's real deal basketball.
Yeah, fire me up type stuff.
And there's actually quite a few tournaments. The most well-known is the one at Mundelein Seminary in Illinois.
Mm.
And then there's another one in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at St. Francis DeSales Seminary. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so I was at Mundelein. It was in the semifinal game. My team was losing, and I was getting a bounce pass at the bottom of the paint from my friend, who's now a priest, Father Kevin. And, it was just going to be an easy layup and help us turn the momentum of the game.
Mm.
And then just as I planted, as the ball hit the ground, just pop, go right down instantly. And I'm just rolling
Was it meniscus as well?
It was partially torn MCL.
Okay.
I tore the rest of my meniscus.
Whoa.
And then ACL. So it was kind of it was about a year before that, I hyperextended my knee and I partially tore my meniscus. Oh. and it was kind of like a Giannis Antetokounmpo situation where, you know, my knee was inverted and I did damage, but it wasn't enough where I needed like surgical repair. But that event was like, I was jumping up for a rebound, and then as I landed, somebody stepped underneath my left leg. So when my right leg landed, it just planted inverted.
Yeah.
And, you know, same thing, just like, you know, this is just horrendous.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, like, it took me a long time to, like, trust my knee after that and, like, get into running. And the fact that, you know, not even, like, a year later, just, boom, tore my ACL.
Oh, that's horrible.
And, anyways, but we're ACL bros now.
Yeah,
because
we
both tore our ACLs and both got them reconstructed. And was that also in 2024 that you got yours reconstructed?
Let me think. No. I got it July of 2023 was when I got it reconstructed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Wait, is that right? Yeah. Yeah. So it was yours was like January of?
Let's see. I kind of lost like all sense of time when I got married, but so let's see. Last year was 2024, and I would have torn it in 2023.
Yeah.
But I think I got it reconstructed in August of 2024. No, 2023. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Time goes fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I mean, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah. I mean,
No more tears.
No more tears.
Good.
I mean, I haven't hit the basketball court since then, but now I just ice fish and go fly fishing. And
no seminary league to ball out in.
Yeah. No seminary basketball anymore. Just the dad league.
Yeah. Winona.
Dad bod league.
Local southeast Minnesota, northwest Wisconsin ice fishing league.
Oh, yeah.
Which has 17 participants in it, I hear. That's made up, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was getting excited.
Yeah. You could start it, though.
Could. Yeah. Maybe I'll start it next year.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hey, if you're listening to this and you really want to be in a Winona, local southeast Minnesota, northwest Wisconsin, I'm not really that north. I don't know. You'll figure it out. Ice fishing league, you'll contact William Murray at
I don't know. So I think this is gonna wrap it up.
Yeah.
Our first episode sort of.
Do we sing a ditty or something?
A ditty? No.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, just a little. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, oh, dun, yeah. Like no, that. That'll be on the post edits. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
So I think it's something like if a podcast makes it past like 5 episodes, it like actually becomes a thing. So like most podcasters never get to like 5 episodes.
Yeah.
They just kind of quit.
Yeah.
So the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. So we'll see how far we get. But it's going to be exciting no matter how far we get because just going to hear a variety of topics, fishing,
just cook.
Catholic spirituality, Winona,
French Revolution. We'll get there.
Rome, if you want to talk about Rome.
Absolutely.
I'd love to listen about Rome.
Yeah. Converse. We'll chirp it up.
The Chosen.
I need to catch up on that.
Yeah, I just started it yesterday.
Beam. Really? Like the yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Or 2 days ago. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I don't need to catch up.
No. No. Yeah. No.
Being married.
Yeah. Yeah. We got loving lots to talk about.
Loving our wives. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This will be fun.
Alrighty, sleepy Winona. Stay awake in Christ. Peace. Yeah.